Watson Hall presents. The Enemy Within. With Roger B.W. as the Game Master.
So we've got an option here. And that's where the option comes in. We either try to persuade Roger that we can retcon, or we all just carry on with it as it is. So which are we going to go for here? Persuading him that, frankly, it didn't quite work out, and I believe there's a mechanic for retconning. Or...
Is there a mechanic for it?
Yes, there is. To a point. The GM apparently has some say.
I have actually read that bit of the book, so, yeah.
Probably not. I have one, and I really do mean this one, fortune point left.
Are you still
on these? We're talking fate points.
Though, since this is an odd-numbered session, you can recover your fortune points.
Yeah, and we're not talking. We're not talking fortune points, Mark. We're talking the big stuff.
What, the big, expensive... This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt the GM.
That's the kind of thing, yeah.
If we awaken...
I mean, that's all of them, really.
Crowing, then, I don't know, is that a good thing? That'll be a good thing.
So, yes, I mean, the question then really becomes, what would we like to retcon if that's the way we want to go? Do we rewind to partway through the fight, or what do we do?
Okay.
I'm happy to wake up unconscious. I would have only got beaten unconscious by more of them. So there were a lot of thugs.
That was the problem. There were.
We could have kept them out.
Page 170. Two things you can do with fate, apparently. You can avoid certain death. In other words, you are instead knocked out, left for dead, etc. Or you can avoid an incoming attack by some extraordinary fluke.
Ah, right, so we couldn't turn around and say, oh, what's this blunderbuss that we completely forgot about?
What I don't see is any sort of really major retcon.
Tina, I've been misinformed.
Well, it depends how many fate points you want to spend.
Does it?
So, yeah.
But why didn't the blunderbuss get used?
Yeah, I have no idea. We spend one for the stevedores not to attack.
No retconning for idiocy.
We spend another one for something else. We just depends how many you want to spend.
Up a wreck.
It really looks as if it would be per attack rather than... Anyway.
Listening to the episode, it feels like we were going to lose.
We wake up unconscious. Yeah.
So we wake up unconscious, but with all
the
fate
points.
You
wake up conscious. That's kind of the definition.
You wake up conscious, but
he's got a good point.
Damn it.
You can tell he's medically trained.
However.
I introduce Exhibit A, Nick, waking up unconscious.
You have a bound hand and foot. And. You seem to be at least sort of half sitting up. You're lying against something that's a bit squishy.
Squishy as in another person, or squishy as in...
Well, it can't be, it's not moving.
Can we see each other?
Would it by any chance a certain stripper?
No.
Who we told to get to do
would
a...
Would it be a certain...
She was not a stripper, she was a good honest dockyard flues.
Yeah,
and she got away.
But she did.
What are our surroundings
she did open the bloody door, though, didn't she?
And each other.
What can we perceive? Can we see each other?
Okay. Is it a certain councillor?
He's one of the people you can see. Yes. So
right.
Let's see.
Is he intended to kill us all then as a sacrifice? Would you say?
So the copper circle and the salt octagram are still present.
All there.
And
going to go that that's a bad thing.
In the centre of the salt octagram is Toygan, straddling the... Let's be polite and say lump of meat that is in the middle of it. It's a heart.
Okay, good. That's... Yeah, thanks. Toygen is straddling a heart.
Yes.
I think I recognise that heart. Isn't that from that dwarf?
Well, is it a big heart? Or it, what?
How well, I mean, do any of you really know dwarven anatomy? Are the proportions right?
You know that straddle doesn't necessarily mean ride like a bronco, don't you, Nick?
Well, no, but I mean, I suppose you could have one between your legs. But, like, if I put a smarty betwixt my thighs, would I then say I'm straddling a smarty?
No, but you'd be walking like Poirot.
No, but if you put it on the floor...
I just... Straddle seems like...
If you put it on the floor and then you stand with one foot either side, you'd be straddling.
As the Colossus of Rhodes supposedly bestrode the harbour. Hmm. Although it obviously didn't.
Until the ship crashed into its right ankle.
Bit too soon today, that, Roger.
I could do a wee on the salt.
A wee inside the circle or outside
You lot are outside the circle. You're propped against the wall. And outside fitting in.
Isn't that
you.
The way we want to be?
I think looking in is generally
the other cultists are gathered around the circle. They've left a bit of a gap for you to see. Isn't that considerate of them? Also, so you're not standing directly behind any of them.
Could you just remind me of the two main guys? There was the one we kind of took down who had been presiding over things. Which
Toygen
was his,
and
what was his
Toygen's
name?
Brother.
So Toygen was the one who was originally going to be doing the sacrifice.
Sorry, not brother, cousin.
Cousin.
And Toygen's dead?
I was trying to find out if he was died.
You did successfully knock him out, but he's apparently been patched up.
We were planning to.
Perhaps a bit unsteady on his feet, but he is standing over the extracted heart like a good un.
Didn't I cut his arm?
Where did the heart come from?
That's a good question.
Is there a heartless wench nearby?
I'm sure I did.
We are leaning against a load
of squidgy.
You did
do some quite major damage to him, certainly.
Yeah. Squidgy meat.
I think you crippled his arm rather than severing it. It doesn't look crippled.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's possible that behind us is something missing a heart. Is there anyone on a makeshift altar, by the way?
This is a lot of questions.
there's also quite a lot of blood spattered about the place.
Now, are the councillors or the other knobs still there?
Yes.
Are the thugs still there?
No, the thugs are not in the room.
Okay. Is the door shut and bolted again?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to halt my way out of these bonds and pee all over the salt.
So, we did actually kill some of the guys, didn't we?
Some of the thugs, yes. Mm.
Nick. Do you really
before we start,
that even if you can get out of the bonds, that you'll be able to go with all those people watching you?
I am a soldier.
And your fist is a fart, yes. Okay. That's on command.
So we can all see each other, we can see that we're all...
Your legs are not restrained, you can look round.
So what are we lying on? What are we leaning on?
It appears to be a body with its heart cut out.
Right.
Yeah, a body of whom, though?
But it's not one of us.
Looks as if it's one of the... Well, doesn't it? You're pretty sure you can still count up to four. It appears to be one of the thugs.
Okay, so it's one of the thugs we killed.
Not necessarily.
Bear
in mind, they appear to be under some sort of mind control.
Maybe
so I'm pretty certain they're going to just kill
them. One of them was a virgin. The one before didn't seem to be a virgin, so maybe that wasn't the prerequisite.
Well, perhaps you should have asked her.
Well, yes, sorry. That's very judgmental of me.
First date?
I'm going to
break
off
the bonds.
Call that a date.
That's
although it went about as well as some as mine.
I'm going at my bonds like a rat up a nightdress.
Okay, do you have any relevant skill? I don't know what the relevant skill would be.
I guess sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand?
Springs to mind.
Give it a go.
I do not have that skill, Sam. I am.
Have you hidden?
I can play.
Have you hidden a dagger up your jacket?
Or
I
in
your boot?
Speak
or...
the language of battle. Can anyone else speak battle?
No.
So I can talk. Mind you, we can just.
Oi, get in.
Would
you like me to try and get out?
This seems like.
Yes, please.
If this happened in The Hobbit, it'd be Bilbo that would be doing all the action, wouldn't it?
Bilbo had a magic ring.
Yeah, no. Sorted.
But we didn't talk about it much afterwards.
It's a nasty business. That is 4 degrees of success, if sleight of hand is the correct skill.
It seems as plausible as anything.
Ropes? Oh, those ropes.
Yeah, your hands are tied behind you, and you've been able to get them free. This probably won't be obvious unless you stop being, well, obvious.
Are we being closely guarded? Is there somebody assigned sort of to watch over us, or are they trusting to the ropes?
The cultists are... I mean, they're not facing directly away from you. They've left this, as I say, they've left this gap in the circle. Mm-hmm. So you're probably in somebody's line of sight, but their attention is really on Toygan in the middle of it.
And Toygan is doing ritualistic things. I know he's destroying a bloody heart. But
the cultists are chanting in unison, and Toygan is chanting a different chant that seems to counterpoint with it. And occasionally he says something and they will respond with something.
Excellent job, Jim.
Okay.
Can we see where our weapons are?
They've probably just been pushed into a corner. They don't seem too worried about that.
Where's my hat?
Does that include the blunderbuss?
Did you bring the blunderbuss?
We definitely brought the blunderbuss, and then bugger used it.
You would have thought if you brought the blunderbuss, you would have at some point used the blunderbuss.
Yeah, I can't remember who
probably Werther had it. Let's assume Werther had it, and then when he came downstairs, he was jumped before he chose to fire it. No, that's why you didn't have a chance to fire it, you see. Because the battle was already in progress. You would have injured one of us.
Okay. Let's imagine Werther...
See, so you had to resort to brute force.
Because if you remember...
I give him pastries,
I think. It with a combination of rock salt and big stabby points of silver
and
iron.
Yeah, and then you never fucking did anything. But that's fine.
Who's closest to me?
Well, I feel like our relationship hasn't particularly progressed, so someone else maybe?
I really like your croissants.
And who's sitting next to me?
Pick somebody at random. Or from your... whichever one owes you most money.
D4. That is a 4. It's Carl. Carl, I'm going to attempt to loosen your bonds.
That's right, because he was...
Carl immediately disappears.
Because he was so level-headed before, wasn't he?
He's frozen.
He didn't blow his computer.
He just disappeared.
And is now paying the price.
I do succeed in untying him.
Is he sending a message? No. Oh, okay.
There'll be somebody sat the other side, presumably.
Guess what, he says.
I'll have a go at Lady Annetta.
And then there's a lot of...
No, they've tied you up properly.
Lots of swear words. So I think he's having problems.
It's going to take me time.
Goodness, I wonder if he's using Windows.
I'll spend a fortune point.
Overheating trouble with this computer.
Try again?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a modifier on this roll, Roger? I don't know.
Probably about 0.
Yeah, okay, so I'll spend a point and... No, really can't... They've really not wanted Lady Annetta getting this.
That's because I have the pointing...
She is the
pointy,
most pointy,
the
usually,
effing ninja of the last episode.
Will you stop listening back to me?
Sorry.
How dare you know what happened?
I have a better memory of the last session than any of you, last night.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I've freed Carl.
Mm-hmm. He appears to be confused.
Yeah, he's overheated.
Can I sort of wriggle towards... let's say Barnabas.
Does that mean Barnabas and Werther are tied together?
Like a toddler trying to descend a staircase.
Yep.
Bum shuffle. Alright. Come on, Barney. Just turn a little way this way, Barnabas.
We're recording in there.
When I'm trying to rescue him from certain death, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, look. They must have forgotten to tie your hands.
This is why they haven't got...
Even unconscious, see, I can do that thing where you breathe in a lot and then flex your wrists.
I gently tap his ropes with my the little finger of my left hand and they fall off.
Chaos!
very sharp fingernail.
Or Critical Sunderland.
Success. Critical success. They look,
we couldn't do that for me.
Wait, looks like they're completely tied. But actually, his hands are just not in them.
My hands are still tied, but luckily my wrists and arms are completely untied. How's that happened?
Wait, they're summoning a creature of darkness.
Yes, so who else is still tied then? That just leaves
me.
And that's from Anita
and Will.
Entire lady.
Oh, are our legs tied, did you say?
Right? Knots are a bit stiff.
Roger, did you say our legs are tied or not?
Yes.
That's going to be awkward because it's going to lead to a potentially very difficult melee, and it's going to be very obvious if we try to untie our feet. Has anybody got a weapon secreted about their person that they can tell at the moment? A hidden dagger or something they may have missed? I realise this is going to be down to luck. No. I had three daggers on me at one point.
I have a boot dagger, but...
So the question is, how thoroughly were we searched, Roger?
Not very.
Okay. Oh, good heavens, I have three daggers and a sword. Oh no, it's not a bloody
thing. The stuff you had in hand, which I think would include the sword, has been taken. But,
right. Okay. I will. I've got the dagger out of my belt and just shuffle it along to Annetta.
Her hands are tied.
Yes, I know her hands are tied. That's why I'm giving her a dagger.
But how's she supposed to use it?
Not have you never watched a film? No, of course you haven't. They haven't been met yet. See,
witchcraft!
Toygun has pulled a scroll from it from his.
Quick!
I will attempt to untie Werther.
The chanting has stopped, and he started reading from it. You get the impression this might take
he's
a while.
He's doing the scroll thing.
Speak up!
I'm assuming none of you understands, or at least is willing to admit to understanding language brackets magic.
I barely understand old world.
I may not know. Does it
mean I'm untied, or does it mean just my hands?
Yeah, hands are free.
I slipped my wrists. Sorry.
No, you don't get out that.
No,
was that deliberate? As tactics go,
I tell you what. If you give me that dagger, I could try and untie Lydia Nett.
Have the dagger.
Doily, you're good at throwing. Get a stone on his head or something. Doily!
I don't want to know what you're doing, but I can
stop
remember...
Stop rubbing your rope, Doily.
We can only see you from the shoulders up.
Can you... Doily! You're right. You little fellas are good at...
All right. For right now, I would like to...
Throw a stone at his head.
I think getting you free is the crucial...
I'm going to scrabble around for a stone or something.
I've got some stones in my pocket.
Give us a stone.
Don't draw attention to it.
Don't draw attention. Get your legs free. Get your legs free. You can move.
I won't draw attention.
Are we all ready to go? Are we all ready to go?
Roger, what is required for us to disentangle feet?
Well, a dagger would make it easy, or you could try another sleight of hand.
Okay,
because if everybody's basically ready to go... Because I'll have to show my hand in order to get another dagger out, which I can then use.
If you've got a spare dagger, I'd appreciate one.
I'll just have to try.
If you move slowly, the person opposite, whoever we're in line of sight of, might not even register that you're moving.
Yeah, but I am then going to be moving my arms. I know this.
I think the minute we make a mass movement to free our legs, we're going to be noted.
Which is why I'm asking if you're basically all ready to go.
No.
Then I'll be ready.
I will try and saw through Lady Anna's bonds.
Okay, if you can get her hands untied, then I think basically we'll go. I'll get my other daggers. Hand one to you. You've got the Annetta one. And then we'll just all have to cut as quickly as possible, but most likely fall on flat on our faces, and the ritual will go ahead as planned.
Doily, could you give me a stealth or sleight of hand, whichever's better, basically to do this reasonable
Roger,
subtlety?
How close are we to this iron copper band with the salty triangle.
How much have you had to drink, and what's your muscle control?
You're off by five, by the way. It's an octogram.
Sorry?
You're off by five, it's an octogram.
Okay, how far away?
Not really in kicking range.
I haven't rolled my prosthetic size, so...
We are not playing Fatal. We are not ever playing Fatal.
I'm considering just rolling across and messing up the salt.
Yeah, let's all go at once.
Let's wait until we're ready for those first.
Okay, so... Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to put a cold.
Yeah.
So, Annetta is still tied up.
I did the most bloody damage, didn't I? So they made sure they tied me up.
Get Annetta's dagger out and hand it to us.
Unfortunately, I think what I just filled was my stealth roll.
Yes.
Right. Shit.
Let's all smile. Shit. Eyes front and smile.
And I did spend the fortune points, which didn't help.
You've got to brass it out, Danny.
So the question is, how much is the cultist going to make a perception roll by?
Bear in mind that they're busy chatting.
Are we sure that this guy is on their side? The cultist knows nothing.
Okay, slide of hand roll. Come on, Lady Annette. No, left a bit. Yeah, yes, just...
Thank you.
She stands up and all her clothes fall off.
So I'm not Zorro.
I don't know what version of Zorro you've been watching.
No, I'm going to say I don't remember that from Zorro at all.
I'm asking Zorro?
You know, he might.
Antonio Banderas?
He might do it with the. Oh, let's see. Won't be watching Tyrone Power, really.
I was thinking Scooby-Doo, but.
I don't remember his clothes falling off.
More concerned.
It wasn't his clothes that were falling off, it was Catherine Zeta-Jones's.
I don't care about her clothes falling off.
Basil Rathbone. Nick, you've been drinking.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, I don't know.
Carl,
Carl's just alright. You want to make your dodge roll, Carl?
It's a good moment, and we're coming up to the point where hopefully you can hit somebody, or preferably just set any bastard on fire and make sure the doors stay locked.
Not us.
This is the plan.
Don't set us on fire, please.
No, what the hell? If it happens, just hug somebody.
That's true. Right. I have untied everyone's hands.
Here's my thoughts. On three, we basically get our feet untied and go. So I will get my other two daggers out.
Can I just check something before we do all this?
Of course you can.
So the big doors, barn doors, warehouse doors are closed.
Yep.
And barred or locked?
There is a bar on the inside. I mean, this is clearly not, and we established last time they open outwards.
This is clearly not going to stand up.
It's not going to stand up to anything serious, but somebody's installed some brackets that would make it harder to open from the outside.
That's fine. Gives us a bit more time, is all.
Yep.
Our weapons are in a pile in the corner. How many rounds is it going to take us to get there?
If you leapt to your feet and dashed, you know, probably one action to get there, one action to pick up a weapon.
Okay, so long as we don't run into each other while we're doing it.
Right.
Is there anybody else that we have missed looking round, having a bloody good look round before we go for it?
So you've got a bunch of cultists. You've got Gideon who's standing with the other cultists.
Is he the cousin?
Sorry, the cousin.
Yes, with the eye in the back of his head.
The body, it isn't like that now.
What's the point? Sorry, I need to set the thing going.
Yep.
Bloody stupid computers. Hang on. Right.
And
so that
Toygen is in the middle.
Don't
of
work
it.
With him,
right. Sorry, say that again.
Toygen is still reading from the scroll, I think.
Sorry, I've got the window.
So we could obviously do with messing up
there,
and
there are trains and cars and things going past.
Oh my god! I thought it was just the. Of demon raising, but okay.
necromancy as well.
Is that necromancy with trains?
No, it's just the bit where it goes into the tunnel, it's kind of suggestive.
Okay.
Oh, it's not necromancy, I'm thinking of. Sorry, carry on.
Are there any crowbars in here?
Sodomancy.
Roger, are there any crowbars?
Not visible. The place does seem to have been cleared up reasonably effectively. There might be some further in the back, but.
Did we see any earlier?
Could probably use maybe one of the candelabras or something.
Yeah, there were one or two in among the crates at the back. There are eight silver candlesticks round the perimeter of the circle.
Are these like full height, or are they for terrific? We can go all quarterstaffing. Okay. Right.
So the plan
is, I think, on three, that we all make a move to get our feet clear before we can do anything else.
Which
means
we do that, we're going to be noticed.
Doily's got a knife. I will be able to get my other two knives, the sword, and that's gone.
Is it so in the corner?
Yes, I know, but I've not got it on me. I can't hand it to somebody. So give Annetta.
I've got a dagger. I'm all right. I've got one.
You've got your own dagger.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll give you yours back. Well,
no,
Doily's
hang on.
Got
Doily's
one.
Got that. Right. Okay. So Doily's in that case, I'll give the other dagger to either Carl or Werther.
I'm better with a dagger, frankly.
So
one thing I'm good at.
At the very least, you'll be able to. I can't tell if Roger's yawning or laughing at what you just said.
Bit of both.
So at the very least, you should be able to quickly cut through. Probably your Achilles tendon, but anyway, let's give it a shot. So are we right on three?
And then
I will
what
give
we
the
do?
Dagger to.
We're
Carl,
going in.
So you've all got a dagger
in.
Now.
We haven't got time to bicker on you. Let's just go in and shit them up.
Chaos summoning witch, basically, aren't we? We're going to burn them.
Okay.
I would like to do something to this.
Sorry, say again, John.
Had we established there were no lanterns apart from the two outside?
The place is lit by the eight candles, and that's it.
Right. What if we can get one of those lanterns back in?
I'm going to get in and shiv them until they like, no more shivving. And I'll be like, fuck off, I'm going to keep shivving. And they'll be like, no, that's enough shivving. I'll be like, shiv, 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 shiv. Shiv.
So
that's my plan.
I do need a little more precision than that. Do you want to shiv a random cultist, Toygen's cousin, or go into the circle and shiv Toygen?
I am going to roll, as soon as I'm free, cut my legs free, roll over the salt in a way.
The shivving's pretty dependent on a lot of other successes, isn't it?
Wait, I'm rolling over the salt so that it messes it up, like Chuck Norris would. And then I'm launching myself panther like with my thews at Toygen and sticking the dagger up in a vital part of his net.
So, in a way, you're lightly seasoning yourself before throwing yourself into the area where a demon is about to be summoned.
In a manner of speaking.
In another time, another place, you could buy at the bottom of the hill where the dragon's cave was a salve, guaranteed protection against dragon fire. It smells a lot like garlic butter.
No refunds. Nobody's ever brought it back.
No complaints.
Nobody's ever complained.
Yeah,
that's
all,
my
all
phone.
Your money back. Right on three then.
On instinct, partly on adrenaline.
I don't know what order instinct. We're going in, but as simultaneously as we possibly can.
Order. Right.
Just... 38.
36.
Yeah, I've got the list here. 38, Paris, Annetta and Doily. So...
And Doily, right.
I'm going for my foil, my sword.
Well, you're going to...
Okay, so you're basically moving to the pile of weapons.
I presumed you were going to be cutting the rope.
Well, I'll be cutting the rope on my feet.
You're
then...
all freeing your feet at the same moment. Yeah. That's a round.
Okay, yeah. Because that's the moment that they're obviously going to notice us, isn't it?
Well, they might not. I mean, they're busy, you know? Just...
Wow. They are apparently the world's least observant cultists.
Have we got bluff? Could we get away?
Why? We have been possibly on cult all along.
You've got mimic.
Surely gossip will work.
Blow out the candles and you two both imitate Toygen.
Toygen is currently speaking out on a long series of phrases in weird. It's close to classify the language.
What was the game that said if you're feigning unconsciousness, you can perform no other action? Was that Star Frontiers?
It was in Murphy's Rules.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So Annetta, you go first, then I'll go.
So, okay. The first movement is Annetta moving to the pile of weapons. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay, so, I don't this round. Unless you need me to roll for it.
Yeah, no roll needed.
Roll for it?
You are moving, oh, okay, you are moving right. to the pile of weapons, that's fine.
I'm moving to the pile of weapons.
Doily.
Does Toygan look like he is actually reading yes. from the scroll?
It's quite a long scroll.
What sort of action would be required to rush into the circle and grab the scroll?
Well, you would need to rush into the circle and then make a melee attack, I guess.
Oh, no, let's...
You were hoping something...
Never mind.
Culinary lines, weren't you?
I mean, you could perhaps...
He's a seasoned adventurer.
Yeah.
If you were rolling in like the way the Earthers planning to, you could perhaps grab the bottom of it and try to tear it or something like that, but...
I shall leave that to those more suit these activities. And I will instead try to bean in with a stone.
Okay, let's have a roll.
Stone beaning?
What's the range number on it? I can't remember.
Range is 6.
Because you're about 10 feet away, so 3 yards. So...
Okay, yep, so that is half.
Well, that's close, point blank, isn't it?
I don't think it counts as point blank, like, but it's certainly range. Better.
I think point okay, so blank that is hitting them with the stone.
Pretty much, yeah. That's 2 degrees of success.
So add to your whatever the damage for a stone is.
Yep, that is a total of 4. 3 degrees of success because he's bigger than me. Total of 5.
Does it include your strength bonus?
That should be rolled yes. into the basic weapon damage.
Okay.
Using the term
Let's
weapon
not
loosely.
About Doily's strength
There isn't any base okay, weapon damage.
I think
that's
he gets to
problem.
Make a willpower roll. Okay.
I'd go with he's surprised.
Oh, he's very surprised. But he's trying to make a willpower roll to achieve a certain thing. So he is hit, he staggers, but he continues to read.
Boo! Hiss. No more demons.
How about he wasn't expecting the booing? I can handle the physical abuse, but there's no need for that.
His cousin steps into the circle.
His cousin the bastard.
Takes a ring off his finger and gives it to Toygan.
Oh no.
Toygan is obviously aware of you, but he's not interrupting his chanting. The cousin, realising at last what his dramatic role is, says, "Get them, you fools," to the cultists.
There you are, you found your idiom.
Somebody get the blunderbuss.
So, Carl.
Right.
Okay, so Carl is going to attempt to do kind of a bit what Werther was thinking of doing, which is
don't
basically...
Don't run away.
Get up.
A copycat if you went for it.
Get up, go towards... Go into the circle. If I can, kick the salt as I'm going through. Mm-hmm.
You are a seasoned adventurer.
I've done that one, haven't
you? Yeah, I know, but no one reacted to it.
And you were expecting us to do react
and then,
another
and
way
then
now.
I'm not attacking Toygan. I am attempting to basically grab the scroll and then fall forwards with the scroll underneath me. Let's see him roll now. Let's see him read the bloody thing now.
Okay. give me some sort of brawling type roll. Yeah, your hand, whatever hand, hand to hand without a weapon, which is probably
okay,
a WS.
So, well, which presumably is either WS or basic melee.
Yeah.
Well, melee brawling is
basic melee is basic
skill.
Weapons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need a weapon for melee.
Okay. In which case,
that's why
then,
I wanted the dagger.
In which case, then, can I attempt to cut? So I've with the dagger in my hand that young Doily gave me. Can I attempt to cut the scroll?
You can. It'll be tricky because it's hanging loose, but. You can try.
No, I'm just thinking if he's holding it like that, can I attempt to just basically just go slice in the middle?
You can try.
Okay, let me have a look
Doily
and see.
Oh, could have done the Douglas Fairbanks bit down the sail. He could have jumped up and slid all the way down the middle of it with the knife.
Pursued by pink and blue flame.
I mean, my weapon... Okay, so my WS is a massive 30, so I mean there is a chance that I could do it, but 36 versus 36 with a knife. Let's go for it with a knife. Right, okay. So I've rolled 2, which I'm going to say is probably quite good. So 36, that is 3 degrees of success.
Okay. Right.
That not a... I'm trying to think. So if I'm doing damage, I fight dirty, so I do a point extra damage.
Yeah, it's not really relevant. You can't, in fact, kick the straw in the ball as much as you might like to. it's not that demonic. Okay. So the scroll is torn. Toygen looks terrified. He continues to chant, but he's obviously trying to do it from memory, which is perhaps not as great as it might be.
Bugger.
At the same time, he's starting to move around the perimeter of the octagram. He's putting the passing the ring through each of the 8 flames in turn, it looks like.
Somebody knock a candle over.
Well, Barnabas is next.
Right, so we've got guy in the middle is doing stuff. His scroll is being taken care of, I think. I'm going to have to run for the idiot who I did so badly against last time. The guy in the middle, whose name I've forgotten, Mr. Cousin. And I'm going to attempt to...
He's not in the middle.
Oh, sorry. He just gave a ring to Carl.
To Toygen. He's now standing behind Toygen.
He gave a ring to Toygen.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, I misunderstood. So he's I thought he was still in the middle. I thought he'd just given the ring.
Right. He is standing in the octagram with Toygen. He's standing behind Toygen.
Right. I'll charge in and I will attempt to wrestle. I'll try for the cousin. I'll try for the cousin again. And I'm going to try and basically wrestle him out of the. Or brawl him out, I should say. Of the actual. Summoning circle.
Okay.
We've rolled 25, a melee brawling of 48.
So success by 2. Levels. He is going to, what is he going to try to do?
Why is the Witch Hunter better at brawling than the Stevedore?
Because Carl appears to be a fine, upstanding young man. Whereas I expect witches to fight dirty.
No, nobody expects a witch hunter to be wielding a belaying pin. There's a style thing to be kept up here. Okay, he's going to try to dodge. He is going to fail to dodge. Do you have some brawling damage?
I don't know what hand-to-hand damage does, actually. Is that just your... is that the level of success that you've rolled?
And the strength bonus.
Strength bonus.
I'd expect it would be that at the very least.
Where's the strength bonus gone?
So your strength bonus
first
is
digit
your...
of your strength.
Bonus is...
Is your tens...
Oh, 2. In that case, is my strength bonus.
That's your level of success.
So 4. But really, I'm aiming for a... specific outcome rather than a massive amount of damage anyway.
Yeah, so unarmed is strength bonus plus 0 and it has the undamaging flaw.
That is a bit of a flaw, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Do you not have success levels to it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're always
so good. 4 I've got as a total then. And I'm hoping that the weight of me, with or without the hat, is enough to barrel him out of the non-circular circle.
Try and take some candles with you.
Armour is doubled against undamaging weapons and you don't get an automatic minimum of 1 wound. But he doesn't have any armour, so that's fine.
No, because he's made of bloody silly putty.
He might not be anymore.
Oh, attacking stretch armour.
What do you mean, anymore?
You've certainly hit him. He goes oof. You can't tell whether you've damaged him. I mean, if you did, it probably wasn't by much.
No, but has he been moved out of the circle completely?
Sorry.
Over the threshold, because that's all I'm trying to do.
Okay. Right. Sorry, I didn't.
Do you get a bonus for charging as well?
Oh, probably.
Sorry.
Say, the damage isn't really the thing. It's just hitting him with my body to throw him out there.
Yeah. Understood. So,
are we getting any pushback? That is the question.
We will be, but we haven't got there yet. Just give them a minute.
This is like a surprise round, I guess.
So, the good news is you have got him out of the circle. The slightly bad news is that he has carefully stepped over the salt in the process of being pushed out. The better news is that I don't think you have.
Okay, well, I wasn't trying to, certainly.
Indeed.
But, the whole salt thing I leave to people who've got a bit of a fixation on it and apparently a bladder problem.
Mm-hmm. So. And talking of which, Carl,
Werther. Well, last so who's session more offended? I was known as a melee condom. This time I'm more of a melee condiment. I will pick up a candlestick and sweep it in a swishing fashion across the salt.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
What will that do?
Not really trying to attack anyone. I'm just trying to break the circle in many ways. If I can hit another candlestick...
Break the metal!
I mean, really, what you probably want to do is... wield it like a broom, but...
Yeah, that sort
got,
of thing.
Got a wide base so it stands upright.
Yeah, smash up the metal thing as well. Let's go all in.
So, yeah, I guess I'm trying to hit another candlestick, knock it over. If I accidentally set fire to another cultist or hit him in the balls, that's a happy accident.
Sadly, the technology of the Empire does not run to nylon robes, which would make this much more effective. Okay,
I hope not wearing wool.
So basically I'm spending my whole action trying to do in the circle in some way.
Okay, I think this is functionally something like melee basic.
Now you're talking my language. English. Oh, I've lost the... it's up in
dice.
I've left it in the old sock. Right, okay.
I hope it's not that old sock.
I may spend sticky. A fortune point.
Oh dear. Are you attacking a line of inanimate salt and missing?
That's my best skill, and I failed by 4 levels of success. And I've rolled the identical number, which is disappointing, I'm not going to lie, with a fortune point.
It's
not a double. So, 3 levels of success failure, in fact, 98.
That's the kind of success that is technically a failure.
Yeah, okay. 98 is
I like
you
how
really
you talked it
up.
Round.
Okay.
Yeah, 96. Twice in a row. I don't know if that's worth anything.
Well, clearly the gods hate you, so you can probably get a job at the temple of taking on other people's bad luck.
Become a sinister. Best skill. I had one job. What do I do? I not even pick up the candlestick with that.
You may have got hold of it, but you certainly haven't got a good grip on it.
God.
Right. So.
Sweaty palms.
You see, without me last session, you guys were lost. This is the sort of thing you would have been missing.
So, let's see. Toygen is...
Seasoned adventure.
Toygen is continuing his chanting, but there's I mean, you're all involved in doing these. You're not really... able to stop and watch. There's something weird about him. You can't really make it out.
Not the cousin, this is Toygen.
This is Toygen himself.
I'm currently grappling with the cousin.
Yes.
So somebody else needs to do something about the big man.
Oh, it's always
who,
somebody else's.
If you recall, is probably dead. Or at least shouldn't be looking as well as he does.
However, it is time for cousin Gideon. And
Gideon, that was his name.
Well, I don't think you actually heard it before, but That doesn't matter. He is going to...
Well, you'll look like one.
Cast a spell at Barnabas.
Does he have to move his fingers or anything? No.
Apparently not. Well, he's moving something, but it wasn't something that was mobile just now.
Good lord.
How very dare he.
So, that's going to be that. And success level is that. So you've got three incoming damage.
Oh.
Does armour protect?
Yes.
Okay.
And your toughness bonus, but a minimum of one damage.
Where's my stuff?
First digit of your T.
I think you'll be taking one damage.
Oh, right. That's what, yeah, I'll be taking one damage.
Okay.
Got the best you can do.
Ow! Okay, back to Anessa.
Okay, so what's Carl doing at the moment?
So Carl has basically... Have I actually done anything? Have I actually grabbed the scroll?
Yeah, I was going to say, has Carl done anything?
I've cut the scroll. I've cut the scroll in half.
You had a hack at the scroll. That's the main thing you've
right,
done.
Right, okay.
You've got a dagger in hand.
Right, so you're
in the circle.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm in.
Doily, where are you?
Pretty much where we were before, because all I've done is throw stone.
Okay, all right. And then Werther is rolling around on the floor.
Well, I'm trying to pick up a candlestick and failing.
Okay, I'm heading for Barnabas at a vast rate of knots, and I'm also going to try and kick over a candle on my way through, and my aim is to...
I spent my whole round doing it.
Give me a brawling or basic WS to go for the candle in passing.
16.
Yep.
Out of 43.
That'll work.
Roger, do I get a fortune point back for Annetta kicking the candlestick in? That's what I was trying to do.
Since you asked? No.
Right.
And I'm going to... try and stab Gideon.
Okay, I don't think that's going to be this round. I mean, you've moved over and you've kicked the candlestick, but you'll get in a position to hit him next round.
Kicking the candlestick is going to be a new euphemism in these books.
Rod walloping.
What are the other cultists doing?
Shush! Don't remind him.
Floating around and panicking.
They don't know what to do, do they? They're not in charge.
Well, the last instruction they had was get them, you fools. And
but he wasn't. But they specific. Don't know which them to get, so they are.
And they are. Decisions. Let's face it, a bunch of senior merchants.
We're sort of
exactly
taking on the border
kind of
here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We are somewhat a bunch of merchant bankers.
Dolly, we're back to you.
Back to me. My main skill set is, of course, throwing things at other things.
In this
context,
your video's out. It's like watching a Bruce Lee film. It's
fascinating. I'm not sure about that.
That's good. Carry on.
Get them.
I did do a playtest of a game Mike Pondsmith was prototyping once at a Gen Con. Which is basically a Hong Kong action theatre sort of thing. And the rule was that you couldn't speak your own lines. You had to mime them, and the player to your left had to speak them based on what he thought you were miming.
That's
okay, I like that.
I think that's fine at a con. I'm not sure if you want to game that.
I don't think it ever got published, but...
I think I will continue throwing stones at Toygan, honestly. Okay. That seems like the thing to go. I'm going to... Yeah, just you know, go for it. That is not on the side. That's on my keyboard, and therefore not actually flat.
It's a shame because it was a zero.
Don't forget,
it's the unit's dice. Yeah, so
don't
that's not
forget, you hit him last time, so you've got advantage.
Yeah.
Oh yes, so I have. It's a hit anyway, so that's fine.
Level.
So that's one success level. So that is. A total of three.
So if you add the advantage to your success levels.
Mm-hmm, okay. Yep. So I rolled a 62, got BS 46, So
okay. That would be a miss, wouldn't it?
76, so I've got 62 under 76.
Right, so that's a little bit of damage, but not very much. And sadly, an undamaging weapon doesn't get the minimum one.
I've just noticed charging into combat is on the quick summary sheet.
For possible advantage, Carl.
Never rolled enough success to get an advantage. I might have done once.
So now I've so I will specifically spend the round attempting to break the circle.
Okay. Do you have a preference? You have basically two options here. You can scuffle about the salt with your feet, which is it's already somewhat disrupted, or you could start disconnecting the bits of copper.
I would like to try and disconnect the bits of copper.
Okay.
Or if you have a high voltage power supply nearby, you could connect it.
give me a roll against Dex just to see how well you do.
Well, I'm actually not bad with Dex. Right. I might roll that one. I might expend a point of fortune for that one, though. Which is far better. So that's 23 under 37.
Okay. A bright pink spark leaps between the two sections you're separating. I'll come back to you on that. Barnabas.
Right, can I just clarify then, was the plus one advantage, which I didn't use for anything in combat per move, was that just then, or does it mean I've actually then got plus two advantage?
Yeah, basically every success, every hit you make adds one to your current advantage until you miss.
Right, so moving into close combat then gives plus one advantage, and then I got plus one advantage. Right, so I got plus two. Okay. Right, well, I'm going to attempt to seriously stab this guy, even though I'm going to attempt to cut his head off, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it in a stabby way.
Does he get an advantage because I'm there, or does that have to wait until I've not actually attacked him yet?
That will apply to a normal human.
Okay.
So, 39. My melee basic is 48. So that's one, and then I've got two advantage. Would that work like that? You can add them to the...
Yep. So that's effectively it increased your skill, but fundamentally it's the same.
Right, okay, yeah. So three levels of success, then.
Plus your weapon damage.
Oh, sorry, I was... I didn't know if he was defending himself or anything, I'm not sure.
He is defending himself ineffectively.
Splendid. So that's three there, plus two, five, plus seven.
Okay, that's a bit more seven like damage. It. And it's tough as bad as that.
And if I can get anywhere near his neck, a soaring motion will proceed.
It's not that good, but you've definitely hit him. You definitely hurt him.
A sore ear. Not so jelly-like now, are you?
And
Letter. Okay. Stab him.
What's the sit rep?
Oh, was that Werther? Sorry, I thought you said a letter.
Certainly aren't. Tablet. So the circle already true seems a bit disrupted. I'm going to pick up the candlestick.
You have a candlestick in your hands in a slightly awkward grip.
I am
going to
hit it in the head of Mr...
Okay. I think that sounds like a melee basic to me.
Thank you. My best skill. I have rolled 2 96s in a row on it. So,
but this is a new roll.
Oh, actually, bloody hell, that's a success. One level of success.
Okay, do you want to try to increase that?
Oh, go on. You only live once.
Look what you could have won.
Are there any cocks around? 02! Oh, 6 levels of success.
Okay, so let's see. He's not really defending himself. He's trying to get the ritual done for reasons that may become apparent. So could you add your damage to that?
Okay, so my strength will add 3, so that's 9. And then a normal melee weapon is plus 4. I don't know what a
Yeah, count this as a normal melee weapon.
So that's 13 damage.
Okay. And see how that much.
I'm going to say he might stutter at that.
Yeah.
And he's ablaze because it's a candlestick.
He screams.
But not a candle.
In the manner of somebody who's been hit. I mean, that's not unreasonable, but he continues to scream.
Right. And
he's way beyond what you'd think his lungs would hold. And he's breathing out a cloud of thick, foul-smelling pink and blue smoke.
Oh, dear.
Barnabas!
Bit busy.
We're occupied.
May I suggest setting everything on fire?
I'm trying. I have a candle.
The smoke envelops him.
Oh, jeez.
And there's a...
In a good way.
A sort of crunching crunching noise.
Oh, okay.
And then it blows away.
Keep hitting him with a silver candlestick.
He's gone.
Bugger.
The demon has acquired him.
Two little shoes?
There's it's not paranoia. A smell of smoke. Could you all please make a cool test at minus 10?
Ooh, cool.
The chances of this are, frankly...
Whoa. No, I fail. Gloriously fail.
I've
got a telling call. Yes, 41. I've rolled
34. I fail by... So if it's by... So I've actually got... I actually have points
in that case.
I get 7 degrees of failure.
Oh my goodness.
I might be pushing you. So that goes down to 26 and I've rolled 89.
It's just a success fail for this.
Yeah.
Can I just check with the fortune point for a skill test then? Can you use it as a bonus or is it purely a reroll?
10 or reroll.
In that case, I'm adding 10 and I've succeeded.
Or that, add 10 to your skill.
I just need the.
Is that right, Tina?
Yes, that's the two things, isn't it?
This is not the first Catholic maniac I've beaten to death with a silver candlestick. So I am fine.
Fortune 2.
Has everyone else got more than 2 base fortune?
Yep.
I've got 5.
5? I've only got 2.
I've only got 3. I mean, 5's quite a lot.
Huh. I'm lucky though, so I got extra.
Is it something to do with your luck? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
That seems quite good, doesn't it?
Has your resilience and resolve high?
Yes, I got 4 resilience. And I would have 4 resolve, but I burnt one on, ironically, not being on fire anymore.
So if you failed it,
you die.
No. You may not get closer to the remaining blowing away smoke without making a new cool test.
I don't want to.
No, I'm quite relaxed at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to get closer to it.
How'd your legs fall off?
Dad Gideon.
That's why you can't get close.
There we go. Broken 2. Let me just check broken.
Oh, okay.
Broken.
That's a condition, isn't it?
Yeah,
it sounds like a horse.
You are terrified, defeated, panicked, or otherwise convinced you are going to die.
I try and run away.
Your move and action must
be
as fast as possible until you're in a good hiding place beyond the sight of any enemy.
Well, that's no big deal. That's a normal state of being.
Up the stairs, out the window.
Apart from the usual getting rid of conditions, if you spend a full round in hiding out of sight, you can remove one of the 2 broken conditions you currently have. You can also drop in cool test. But, however, before that happens...
You literally have to run away. That's the way your character's going to survive.
Then. So,
I am running away.
Let's see. Gideon snatches up what's left of the scroll from where Toygen dropped it.
Hang on. This is Gideon...
who's in a fight with you, yeah.
Right, okay.
He's ducking away and reaching for it. He probably doesn't actually get it. But there is...
I'm hoping that the demon's going to be quite cross with these guys and actually want to go for them.
All of a sudden, some of you look down. And you were standing on this salt.
Mm-hmm.
You are now standing above a giant eye. Fringed with...
I'm running.
Fringed, yeah, you are not standing above a giant eye, but that's not very far to run.
No, I'm not.
Also, so am I, I hope.
Gideon, you absolute prick.
And you hear a voice which, you know, afterwards you'll probably say, well, you know, it was a deep voice.
Oh, there's an afterwards. Thank you, Roger.
It was fine. But what it says is, there is no portal. You have failed. Return to me.
That sounds promising. Was that in a language we all understood, did you say?
It wasn't in a language, but you understood it.
I think that might have been ripping the thoughts into your head with a rusty knife.
I mean, well, that still doesn't.
A
really
rusty knife. But... Well, that's posh. We used to dream of a rusty knife.
A rusty spoon.
Gideon is writhing a lot more than you really hope that a person should be able to writhe. And bursts into flames in various colours.
Might step back a little.
Maybe stop grappling him at this point, I'm going to say.
Well, I've been stabbing him, you know. I mean, I might backpedal and look for my sword. Where's my hat?
Barnabas, the eye looks at you.
Hello, the abyss I feel gate seen. Is also.
And then it fades away.
Well, that was more disturbing than it needed to be.
And that's for you!
I'm hiding behind some crates.
I pick up my
hat. I'm in a crate.
I'm suddenly feeling slightly better.
Those of you who are not already in the state of terror, could you give me a cool minus 20 and a cool minus 10?
And what? Well, we definitely will be in a state of terror after that. Cool minus 20. I have incredibly passed.
Same here, remarkably, but... Very close.
Do anything for my next call, Roger, because that's a critical success.
No.
Okay.
The different thing.
All right.
And a cool minus 10, is that more than 20?
Oh, I've done it twice. I am cooler than a
made it
shit.
By a gnat's pube.
All three of you.
I'm going to wield the candelabra at the other cultists and say, "Get back, you bastards! I'll break your legs."
I think having a candelabra. It's saying candlesticks, fine, but otherwise you sound like Sean Bean as Liberace.
I'm imagining the candelabra from Beauty and the Beast, the cartoon.
A sweaty, angry man.
Do I take it, Barnabas and Vesa passed all three cool roles?
Yeah, we have passed just
and
about.
Bailey as well, I think.
I'm hiding in a crate.
Three of you have gone to find places to hide in. Barnabas and Verta, you will notice the other cultists have slammed
sold
into the
themselves?
Door, pushed the bar aside, and they're
shit,
running screaming into the night.
Oh, bloody hell.
Now maybe I'm starting to think passing these cultists was maybe not the best thing at all.
But well, it could have been us, you don't want that.
Then it goes quiet.
Close the door, put the bar back in place.
you hear a faint tapping noise. From where Doily is nailing the lid of the crate on from the inside.
Right, so I shall be getting...
Anything left of the two bastards? Grigori and Chitty, what they
Well,
did.
Technically, yes, but it's mostly in the form of a really evil smell.
Right, if we've got anything like a scroll, any evil books, any symbols or anything, any paraphernalia, let's say.
Possibly some evil ash. Most of the candlesticks are intact. Most of the copper circuit is intact.
All right, we want to break. Let's break up the rest of that circuit. Pile that together. Copper will melt quite nicely. Let's get my sword back. Let's try to start getting a fire together in the middle. And then get everyone else back.
How long will it take us to lose the broken condition, Roger?
Two or three rounds. Since you've got a place where you can actually hide out of sight.
I'm hiding behind the crates.
Yeah, that is enough to start recovering, so.
Right.
Okay.
So, bar the door,
I'll slowly...
Let's get everything ready for a bit of a fire, a bonfire of the vanity.
Come out from behind. Has it gone?
As the camera...
We're safe. We just need to destroy any evidence.
Can I just... Because I passed and then around the devastation, I'm just going to do like a manly grunt and a nod.
Okay, thanks.
Like that. Who are you grunting to?
Do we need to speak to the watch?
I'm grunting at the camera, you know.
Well, we probably do to say that we weren't anywhere near that warehouse when it caught fire, yes.
Yeah.
Why burn the warehouse down? Where are they?
Well, for one thing, because it belongs to those bastards, but also, you need to purify the area by fire. They've attempted a demon summoning, there might still be some documents, some sigils, anything like that here.
That's what he's talking about. I'll say.
Okay.
Grunt. Not two grunts again, just one.
Right, have we got everybody together?
Is there anybody outside? Where's everybody gone?
Well, have a look out the top.
The other cultists have run off. We've cleared
the area.
The thugs who were apparently standing around keeping guard outside, you can't see anymore. You don't know what they're up to.
I'm hoping that mind control's broken. Is there any sign of that glowing mist still, Roger?
The mist is still there, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's just normal, isn't it?
No.
The mist outside.
By the river.
Yeah. And, Barnabas, since you're looking out and presumably listening out a bit as well.
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
Hang on, let me finish.
No, because I am actually dangling out on the rope.
Yeah, but
That's where I specifically said I was going to go.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, you will both hear the tread of heavy feet and deep voice saying, "Well, Tipoff said Magirius' murderers are in the warehouse."
Oh, shit.
Let's hope they don't look up. Please don't let them look up.
they're not immediately nearby, but, you know, sound carries weirdly in the fog.
Who was Magirius again?
The merchant who we went to his house, he was
that guy
all over the floor.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Carl,
so, he
used to change his name from Carl Docker to Carl Pignato.
So if we've got things, let's carefully step back. Shh, stay there, Carl. I'm going to creep back, get inside. Make sure we've gathered as much flammable stuff as we can in the middle and slide a few crates towards it.
Bearing in mind, Carl is holding on and basically you can still see the rope going zzz, as he's basically terrified.
That's fine, heavy. Just
it's
don't
like
wait yourself, it'll drip.
Given a bit of time, you will be able to recover from the debilitating terror.
Come back in and just keep...
Come on, Doily.
Just hide from these guys. All right? We'll get everyone up here, take the bar out, and then we're going to let them in, and then we're going to wedge the door from the outside and lob some lanterns in through this big hole up here and get a fire going. And then...
They're the watch!
Carl falls off.
The watch isn't fireproof, is it?
We're not
killing anybody. Can we just go? Can we just leave?
I'm going to put a candle under this stuff and stomp out.
Can we not throw all the stuff in the river?
No! Cleanse it with fire! I'm not damp man. I'm not drippy boy.
Yeah. Come on.
Fucking witch hunter.
Come on, let's get some candles on it.
With river water.
No, we just throw all the shit in the river.
No.
And just walk away.
Well,
Twig is dead.
Just cleanse it. You just cleanse it with fire. Everybody knows that. You get a witch, you burn them. The whole water thing's a test to see if they're a witch. And between you and me, it's actually rigged. Didn't mean to give that away.
My mum did that.
No way. Look,
Carl is being chased by a bloody mob.
Let's not again.
He'll put a different hat on and be fine.
Carl's being chased by a mob for setting fire to part of the town.
Everybody out. I'll put the bar on the door behind you and then I'll come down the thing from outside. So when the watch come, they can't get in.
Are you burning it as you come?
Well, obviously not if I'm inside.
Don't want to hurt myself.
Well, you're coming outside.
Get out so that you get out.
Okay, we leave.
Disappear.
I'll lift
right.
Joyly out.
We head.
And
come on, little man.
Bar the door. And of course, I'm setting fire to it, and then I'm going to lower myself down and run off after them.
Yep.
We're heading for our boat, and we're going to be on our boat.
I'm going to pat Doyle
paddling like Billy-O.
Patronising manner and say, Doyle, I knew it was safe. I never heard a cock. And we'll gallop off into the sunset.
Joseph Quatchin says, Carl, what have you been up to now, my boy?
Look, just because this time it wasn't you, you bugger. right, so there were all these...
I'm gonna leave town.
Yeah, basically, I smile very, very sweetly at him.
If anybody asks, we were here all night.
Forward hold, you know where the door is.
Yes. Come on in here, it's going to be a bit cramped.
Can we leave?
Yes, you're in a small wooden case, compartment that smells heavily of illegal brandy.
Ah.
You can tell it has its own distinctive bouquet.
Just being
stuff.
In here, I need to roll
with
continue melt.
Is it
bilge? We're not rushing you too much here, are we, Roger? I feel like we've sort of slightly crammed this for you.
We can set off down the river, guided by the light of the burning warehouse. We should be able to see enough to navigate.
I have very, very fond memories of sailing away from the burning warehouse.
It's not quite going to work like that because Joseph is still loading cargo, and if he suddenly set sail in the middle of loading cargo, people would say, "Oi, well, that guy."
Okay.
However,
all right. Can I just check? We didn't leave anything at the tavern, did we? Anybody?
I don't think so.
Nope. Okay, that's good then.
I'll just
fine.
Need
We've
my
dag- nothing to go back for.
Just need Only my daggers back off people I've loaned them to, and that's everything, I think.
But I've lost my warhammer. Would I have had a chance to pick my war? I would have had a chance.
From
to
what
weapon?
Was it?
In the
corner of the warehouse.
We would have picked.
Yeah,
all stuff like that.
Have
we
your
picked
dagger
up.
Back, Barnabas. Thank you.
Anytime.
I need a tiny.
What's the handle sticking
in my shoe?
Who's got the blunderbuss?
Oh, it's here, look, on a shelf.
You...
What?
I thought it was in that bag.
Right, I've got some good news and some bad news. Which would you like first?
The bad news first. Then it'll all seem
okay.
better.
I'll tell you what, Roger.
We can never step
you tell us one of
again.
The two pieces of news and we'll vote and
we'll
on whether
we
think it's
bad.
The good or the bad.
Okay, I would like you to make an endurance or cool test, whichever is better.
Oh, my endurance.
My endurance.
Right. Bang on. My
oh, wow.
God, there's a point between them.
41.
For the love of God.
35. Yes, okay.
Right, yes.
Oh,
I...
Actually, my cool's 46.
No, I fail.
Okay, margin matters.
Succeed.
I made it by
2 degrees.
3 corruption points.
Ooh,
what? I ran away.
Yes.
That'll teach you.
So I rolled 9 under 43 after basically blowing yet another bloody
fortune
point.
So that's 4 success levels, yes?
4 success levels,
okay,
yes.
No corruption for you. Dolly?
I passed by 1. If it's related to chaos, I auto-pass versus chaos points per second.
Can I have spend a fortune so that I only fail by 1 degree of success?
You can, but it won't help, so don't bother.
Oh, okay. No point then, is there?
Two corruption for Doily. Vertha?
I'm passed, but exactly on, so that's zero.
Two corruption. Barnabas?
Bloody hell.
I have passed by 1 level, and I'm just looking what Pure Soul specifically does. What it does is apparently turn up more than once in this book, so it's taking a while to find it.
I'm going to vote.
It says pure soul before test for corruption, so I don't know what
that
means.
Yep, that may well be relevant.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... I'm searching for the phrase pure soul, and it's a bit on the slow side.
Yep.
So you might want to come back to me, and I'll work this out. Pure soul.
142.
Now it tells me, yeah.
I just found it.
Your soul is pure. You may gain...
Okay, I'll come back to you on that. It doesn't affect this roll.
Okay.
So what was your margin?
1.
Okay, that will be 2 corruption points. So,
Until, got a particular place to put these?
Until
your corruption
points exceed your willpower bonus plus your toughness bonus, nothing bad will happen. So I don't think that's going to
nothing at all. Regardless of source, I mean, so we're immune to all the
usual
crap.
Yeah, but what's your willpower bonus plus your toughness bonus? What's your willpower?
Hang on.
Mine's 7.
Mine's willpower is 36.
So that's 3.
And what's your
toughness is 42.
Yeah, so you've got
7.
So 7. So when you get to 8 corruption, bad things will happen.
Oh, but you get more.
Well, then I've got pure soul.
Yes, so you can gain more corruption before that threshold.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so Roger, can I check? So the way chaos resistance works, there's 3 things. So one is automatically pass versus chaos once per session. Use toughness bonus as success levels if it's relevant.
Okay.
And plus 1 success level on rolls to resist chaos. But I think that's if you are rolling rather than using the auto pass.
I think I'll bring it down to 1 point rather than 2 anyway.
Cool. Okay.
Just for reference, this is for...
Okay, yeah.
How is it? Being within 99 yards of the eye.
So standing on it then...
We're never going to get...
Right.
Is this if we become corrupt? Is that rather like we lose our character?
You get mutations. It'll be fine. Ooh,
essentially, if you become
like
corrupt before I do, I'm going to kill you.
Okay, all right. that's important safety tip. Thanks, Eagle.
I'm not
so
a
what's
fanatic.
It for corruption? What is everyone's threshold for corruption?
Mine's 7. 6, and you
6
just got
also.
3, did you, Anita?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how do you lose corruption points, Roger?
Well, there are several options.
Hair shirt, whip yourself with nettles.
I can cause you to spend one to make something bad happen.
Yep.
On your, you have a choice at that point. So I would say, you can lose a corruption if you let that guy escape, or whatever. But that is the player's call, so that's one option.
But would that mean Annette in that situation? Annette would be like, "Do you know what? I'm going to let you go," rather than the guy escapes from other
choices. Yes, this is the corruption is affecting your actions.
Okay,
The other major thing is absolution, which is basically you do something really quite major. Like cleanse a temple to the dark gods, complete a holy pilgrimage,
do a good thing
from a high priest at the end of the journey. That kind
no
of scale.
Flagellating. Can you flagellate yourself to death to lose corruption?
Doesn't stopping a demon invasion count as something?
Potentially.
Might just have been a visit. We don't know it was an invasion. It's very hard.
So, I've got these photographs.
There's a port that's going to come through for the weekend.
I thought we could sit down and watch on my projector. This is hell.
Jesus, that's worse.
So, even though this is warmer, that was in fact the bad news. The good news is...
Wow! Okay.
Is that you can get 200 experience points plus 1 fate point.
Woohoo! Well,
that's a fate point.
Mm-hmm. Like an actual, for genuine, real fate. Goodness, fate
can
point.
Can that does go that above in... your
yes
initial?
Oh, great! So that actually potentially increases your fate.
If fortune's gone up, is that normal?
Yes.
Are they tied?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's done it automatically.
And how much did you say? 200.
200 experience. Yes.
Wow! I've got 250 XP. I am going to be shitting off a double, as they say.
What's your total now? 605?
595, I've got.
Oh, I've got 475 as my total.
Oh, what did we get? 200? Can I just check, guys? So,
because you picked your character class.
Did anybody set any ambitions?
Ambitions?
Yeah. I wanted a full suit of armour.
I wanted a recipe for really good rhubarb pie.
And I wanted to become a legend in battle.
I've already cashed. I've already cashed in my short term ambition because basically it was to get out of it. You set another one
once you've cashed it in. You create another one.
I did, but
mine was to get out of Bogenhaven alive, which I think I've succeeded in doing.
Nice.
How far to the county line?
Yeah, by the time you set sail in the morning, by the way, the warehouse is not the only building on fire.
Yay!
And this is why we really need to ask somebody what the wind conditions are like before we torch a warehouse.
Yeah,
my ambition was to get a better weapon, and I think a silver candlestick. Yeah.
No, it really doesn't.
No. I need to set...
No, it really doesn't.
I need to set better ambitions.
Yeah. Did we set a party ambition?
No,
I don't. Sensibly, I don't think
we would have discussed it, and we should have done, and it should have been something like get rid of the demon
We need to learn
to do these things because you get more XP by doing them.
Party ambition: sail on a river.
No. It's got to be...
At least a bit challenging.
Yeah. A little bit challenging. So, for completing a short-term ambition, you get 50 XP?
Yes.
50, Roger?
Yeah, I think I had that. Because I've got because 250 definitely... currently.
I've got 250 saved.
Yeah, I've got 310.
Totally 595. I must have missed some somewhere. But...
Right, so we need... When things start happening again, we need to make sure... We set a party ambition.
Right, okay, so and we also need ambitions ourselves. So my long-term ambition is Carl wants to explore the world. Basically, he's seen all this exciting stuff at the docks and basically... and he's now thinking that he basically also wants to stay away from demons.
He's got a very good little nudge
but
there
to
get...
It needs to be measurable and achievable. The world's a big place.
Yeah, smart objectives.
Yes, exactly.
Smart objectives.
My long-term ambition.
You'd have thought getting a recipe for.
Okay,
you would have thought, wouldn't you?
Let us say Carl wants to go to three.
Sorry, guys, I can't hear.
Sorry, you're all talking over each other. I can't hear anybody at all.
Continue.
So. No, because you were talking first. Sorry, it was my bad.
Nick,
my long-term ambition was die as a legend in battle, so that I might need to have a think about that.
Shorter term.
You need a short term one.
Okay, so mine is explore the world. Carl has seen all the exciting stuff of the docks and wants to see where it all comes from. I'm going to say from that then, Carl wants to go to, should we say three foreign countries? Two foreign countries? A foreign country? Can I get away with that?
What about to the furthest edge
of
the empire?
Of the campaign, so
You won't get out of the country. Is the problem.
How far across is the actual regions. Empire? I mean, what is the...
Yeah, the empire is huge.
Right, okay, so
there isn't... The empire is massive.
You couldn't sort of go to the border of the empire.
Three regions?
We probably will do.
How about three regions? Three regions sound good for a long term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So three different regions. I think they're effectively... there are independent sub-kingdoms and things like that, so...
Well, we should have a party ambition then, like...
We do, but
it
needs to be measurable and time limited. Well, not time limited specifically, but we need to be able to measure it. Chaos is all over the place. We can't just,
So Carl is thinking
that brings us all together.
Okay, so for
I can see it now. We've eliminated all chaos from the world. The purpose of the world is complete. It will now be decommissioned.
Yeah.
So for a short,
I'll let you know what happens because you know we'll be doing that in Wednesday night's game.
Yeah. Yes. So for a short term ambition, Carl is thinking that being a stevedore isn't possibly the best character class for somebody basically who appears to be now fighting chaos more regularly than he was expecting. Which is at all.
You've always been fighting chaos.
So
you don't just spill cargo on the dock, do you? No, you put it in an ordered fashion.
How about then learning another...
career.
Career? Is that allowed for...
You can change career, but it costs XP to do it.
Yeah,
moment,
we can talk about that on Signal.
Yeah. So I'm pretty much nearly at the point of actually going of having up to enough skills and stats to level. So I should hopefully be in a position where I can actually do that. But is that okay for a short term career as a short term ambition as well? Yeah, change class.
Yeah, start a new think career. Of this.
Yeah,
I need to look at the advances and things again. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm happy to chat about this whenever.
And I still think
Tina knows the rules probably rather better than I do. So. Yeah,
and I still think I'm sorry, but for a party name, it is Lady Annetta's Servants.
No. Because some of you just sign off at 9:30, but some of us are still in the bloody house with her. So no.
Is that such a hardship, my love?
No.
It's not that. It's the whole hierarchy thing. I like a nice division between my fantasy life and my role-playing games.
And
his bitches. Okay. I think what he's trying to say is that you rule the roost at home. He just want you to rule the roost in the game as well.
No, that's not what he's saying at all.
Who's in the cellar tonight? Not me. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Let's find out.
The camera.
The candle kickers.
Okay.
That's actually
not
bad.
So that is the end of.
Part one.
Where are we headed for?
Thank you, Roger.
We're going to Altdorf.
As it turns out, back towards Altdorf.
Okay.
Coming soon in part two.
I'll just throw out there. There is actually a side quest from Bogenhaven.
Mm-hmm. These are the things we can do. If I ran all the stuff in the companion volumes, then this would take a very long time. But I'm not entirely opposed.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We worked out how long we'd been playing for the other week. I can't remember now.
It's a while.
But bearing in mind, we play every Wednesday for considerably more than 2 hours. It's been going for quite some time.
And, more importantly,
18 months.
You haven't got Watson Hall tagging along.
No, this is true.
So these things up in
I have actually got a party who know what the fuck they're doing. Yeah,
hey,
and they just make
we're
a big
right
difference.
I feel seen.
That big eye.
This is session 15.
I've just got different priorities.
15, you see? That's loads for us.
Yeah. A short-term ambition should take 2 to 3 sessions to
really?
Complete.
Should it?
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah. We need finely honed short-term ambitions to rake in those XP.
Yeah.
So
I thought find a recipe will be easy.
Arriving Altdorf safely, I think, could be an ambition. Knowing what happens on the river. Anyway, yeah.
I need to heal up, actually.
You need 5 adventures in all your career paths, is that right?
You do.
No, you need 5 in 8.
And your characteristics as well.
No, you need 5 in 8 and 3 characteristics.
Three characteristics
should
be
marked.
You
know, the 3 characteristics I've got already. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so 8 of your skills, including the ones that are class skills.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've done the characteristics.
I seem to have been slightly puzzled by this.
And then you just pay the XP just to...
To go up.
To go up or potentially go across if you want to go to another one at the same level.
Go to yeah.
Which is what I think Carl is going to do.
I'll stick a summary of my understanding of it on the mailing list and then you can take it from there.
Yeah. What am I going to go for? Well, I don't know, because we've got a witchfinder right beside us, so I probably won't say what he...
Agitator.
Witch?
A witch? No. You need to use magic for be a witch.
Eight of your Carilla's available skills. Yeah.
So, Agitator can have... No, I don't see a tinderbox here. Not a really good agitator.
I'll have a look through.
I would say before going up a class, changing class, just make sure that there aren't any of the skills before you move into a new class or a new career.
Make sure you've got all the skills you want.
Any of the skills you've already got, make sure you've got as much in them as you think you're going to need, because you might not then be able to put them up once you've changed.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, wow, the rat catcher's improved. When they start, they get a smaller
vicious dog. Got two dogs.
By the time they get to the top level, they have a large and vicious dog.
Yeah, they do. Rat catchers are cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not actually going to... I'm presuming we're not playing this next week, so...
I believe next week you are going to receive a discreet invitation to visit Lady Phipps, who has a distressing matter with which you would like some assistance.
Are we? Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Is that still the plan, Roger? Yeah. Gaslight Call of Cthulhu.
Okay.
You are the sort of people who would be... you know each other, and you are the sort of people who would be politely requested to come and help her ladyship with a matter requiring utmost discretion.
Involve whalebone.
See,
might well involve whalebone.
That's why I'm away for the week.
Ooh, thank you. Anyway, thank you,
Warhangers. Thank you very much, Roger.
Yeah,
thank you,
Roger.
Roger.
Have a good week, everybody.
Yeah. Survivable.
Yes, yeah. Cheers.
Yeah.
Night, everyone.
We lived!
Bye, everybody.
Well, everybody dies.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.